This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a conversation with culinary celebrity Nigella Lawson. She's got a new book out, Feast, Food to Celebrate Life, and we will have a taste. First, this. On the last nine evenings before Christmas, many Mexican Americans celebrate something called Las Posadas, or the lodgings. The nightly pilgrimage reenacts Mary and Joseph's journey to Bethlehem on the eve of Jesus' birth. Reporter Stephen Cuevas went to a Las Posadas party in San Antonio, Texas, for Day to Day's occasional series on celebrations.
Father David Garcia is director of San Fernando Cathedral, the geographical and historical center of San Antonio. The Gran Posada will wend its way through the streets around the cathedral before ending up inside after a long journey. Tonight, Father Garcia wears a colorful Mexican poncho over his vestment. He and a small band of actors and musicians guide the procession. We begin in the old Campo Santo, a cemetery that dates back to the 1800s.
Because the whole idea of even the symbolic idea of starting at the cemetery in terms of death and darkness, because slowly we're walking towards the light and the life, which we believe is Christ.
More and more people join in along the way. Surprised tourists watch open-mouthed from the sidewalks. Many bless themselves when they catch sight of Joseph and Mary.
We have an actor who is Joseph, an actor who is Mary. We have a life-size burro, fiberglass burro, which looks exactly like a real burro, on a cart, that Mary sits on the burro and Joseph stands on the cart, and then some people dressed as people of Bethlehem push the cart along. And then we have a whole bunch of little children from religious education class dressing up as angels so they can accompany the pilgrims, Joseph and Mary, on the way.
Waves of people, singing, faces aglow with the light of small handheld candles, surge across downtown streets and through the mercado, a long narrow street crowded with restaurants, street vendors, and gift shops. The pilgrims stop at San Antonio's oldest Mexican restaurant and inquire, through song, is there any room at the inn? Rejection. It happens again and again tonight. At the old governor's mansion, the county courthouse, even City Hall.
This is not an inn. So we're going to send you away now. Go look for another place. But come back next year. Maybe next year we'll have some room. On behalf of...
What it does is it puts you in the middle of the scripture. In other words, you begin to actually live the story. All of a sudden, it's not San Antonio anymore. It's Bethlehem. And you're following Joseph and Mary. And there's a transformation taking place. So what we're doing is, as we're walking through downtown San Antonio, we're creating sacred space. We are actually entering into the original moment of the story.
Oh, see Jonathan Rudd. God, I wish Grandma and Grandpa could see this.
This year's Mary and Joseph are as close to the real thing as you can get. The Gran Posada's volunteer director, Mario Mandojano, explains.
And this year I have this couple. I think they have 2 years marriage already, and she's pregnant, the first baby. She got six or seven months pregnant, so it's perfect, you know?
Finally, after 2 hours of journeying, the roughly 5,000 pilgrims are given shelter within the walls of San Fernando Cathedral.
Welcome.
The plaza and surrounding buildings, strewn with Christmas lights, are lit up all at once in an explosion of color. The cathedral bells ring out, and a couple of hours of celebrating begins inside with a mariachi Christmas choir. The Posada, says Father David Garcia, captures the very essence of Christmas.
It's about Joseph and Mary in a faithful struggle to find a place to welcome the birth of Jesus, and that we also might find rejection in our lives. We might find people are not welcoming to us in our lives, but we have to be faithful.
Posadas, large and small, will continue at churches, in neighborhoods, and in homes through Christmas. For Day to Day, I'm Stephen Cuevas.